bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba
Thursday
ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba ba.
As Wendy mentioned, it is Thursday. Tomorrow, at this time, she will say Friday, and then the next day, she won't say anything, because we'll all be off that day.
Which is nice.
Yeah. I don't know who came up with the concept of work a couple days, work 4 or 5 days, and then take 2 days off, and then come back next week, but it seems to work, although I think the 4-day work week with a 3-day weekend would make the world a better place.
So with you.
Don't you think?
Remember when Donald Trump was running, I said if he could make that happen, I would vote for him?
Yep.
I take that back.
Change your mind on that one?
Yes.
He ended up winning that election, if I'm not mistaken.
Don't recall.
I don't remember.
I do know that there are people that work Saturday and Sunday, Bill, so you've just made them mad.
A lot of people do, but your traditional work week is the Monday through Friday. That's the business model. But there are plenty of people, certainly, who work on Saturdays and Sundays.
When I was single, I think I had Sundays and Mondays off for one job, and that didn't bother me. It was nice. You could get things done on a weekday.
Right. Yeah.
But I do like the 2 consecutive days off.
It's nice, isn't it? It is a very nice policy. Tell me if you think this is a good idea or a bad idea. A dad has created an app, and what it does is it freezes your children's telephones until they answer your texts. You know how, like, a lot of times you'll be frustrated with your kids because you send them a text and you send them another text and they're not answering, but you know they're using their phones because that's what kids do all day,
yeah,
is they use their phones.
That's right. It's attached to them, so they're seeing your texts for sure.
Right. Well, this would ruin that. They would have to. If they want to continue to use their phone, they must answer you, their parent, or their phone won't work anymore.
That's mean.
I think it's a great idea. I like the idea. Nick Herbert created the app Reply ASAP after getting fed up with his son, Ben, who I don't like, by the way.
You're not fed up with him, too?
I'm fed up with Ben Herbert.
How old is Ben?
I think he's 13.
Because can I tell you something? And I'm probably going to totally jinx myself.
Yeah.
My kids have answered every single text I have sent them.
My daughters are better at it than my wife is.
Oh, yeah. Jim never answers.
What's his excuse for that?
Because he's working at home right now, so he could live without his phone, kind of like you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there have been times that I had to call the landline and say, could you answer your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I am a millennial in heart. I disconnected my landline finally.
You finally did?
Mm-hmm. You're the only one now I know who has one.
I may be the last person on the planet to have a landline. I might be. So what was there a last straw where you said enough of this? I'm not.
We weren't answering it.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have the answering machine. I still have phones sitting there. I guess I could throw them out.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get rid of the number we've had for a long time. And then I thought, really, who cares?
I've considered it a couple times, but of the two, I know you'll think I'm crazy. I would give up my cell phone over the landline. And my cell, I have to show you this. You can do the play-by-play on this. This is my cell phone as of this morning.
This is
bad, right, when this happens to your cell phone?
Oh, okay. Can I just tell you? Yes. I had a little accident when I was leaving this very Tribune Tower one day, and I was walking down the back, and I was on my phone, and there was a big divot in the cement.
Mm-hmm.
I fell, and my phone fell upside down, and the screen cracked like I'm seeing yours now, which I didn't carry mine around in a jewel bag afterwards.
You're supposed to. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
There's a reason why I'm doing that.
All right. Well, so I kind of hurt my shoulder, and I thought the first thing I did was I went to get a new phone.
Mm-hmm.
I pay for insurance on the phone, which to me is a joke because you pay, like, I don't know, $40 a month for 3 of our 4 phones, but then it's $150 to get it fixed. So what is the point?
I don't understand why you'd pay insurance if it still costs.
Because
that
I
much.
Guess getting a new phone would be
$300 or $400.
Yeah. But still, hardly insurance.
But if you add
insurance.
Up the months where you've paid insurance and not used it.
I know. So I will tell you that I learned my lesson. I no longer walk and look at my phone anymore.
Good.
Especially when I'm wearing big wedgie shoes like I have on right now. Because I completely wiped out. But I immediately went and got a new phone. When did you do that? On the way in today?
It happened this morning. I was putting it on a shelf as I was collecting my things to leave. And I mean, it was just a 3-foot drop, but it shattered shadooby. So
it fell on what kind of flooring? Like hardwood floor or something?
Yeah.
Tile?
Yeah, tile.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah, it's shattered into a million pieces. Now the reason it's in a bag is this. Like I've never had a phone shatter this way before. So I thought I could still use it, and I can technically still use it, but anytime I slide my thumb or finger over it,
hurts.
I cut myself.
Yeah.
So I use the bag as a way. It's ridiculous. But my fear is when I go in, because I mentioned this on the show a day or two ago, I have to go in for like once every 4 or 5 weeks because there's something that I should know how to do on my phone and I don't. So I have the people at AT&T explain to me. They sit me in a dark room and they go, here's all you need to do is press this button and then it works again.
That phone is so, it's a Tiles phone, also known as a Windows phone.
Ironically, it fell on Tiles and it got destroyed on Tiles.
I'm so happy.
But I'm afraid I'm going to go in and just say to them, I don't want to play this game anymore.
You need a phone. Sometimes Kevin has to get in touch with you in an emergency. If you take the train, what if something happens? You need to have a phone.
But I have a job. This is a job where really I can't imagine what would an emergency be for me.
An instant guest requirement. Kevin texts us a lot.
Just book him.
All right.
Kevin Hart, go ahead.
Just book him.
But can I just ask, there's four people in your family.
Yep.
Three of them, I bet, have iPhones.
Everyone I know has an iPhone but me.
So get an iPhone.
They told me specifically because I went in and
liars.
I said, I don't know how to use this. I can't use a phone properly. What's the easiest one? And they gave me this one.
They played a trick on you. They said, this guy's not going to know the difference. Let's
cruel.
Just give him this. We have an overstock of them because no one's buying them.
I swear, I bet you're right. You know how you go to a restaurant sometime and you go, what's the best thing you have here? And they go, radishes. And you go, what? Really? And it's because they bought too many radishes. I bet that's the same way with this, that they had a box of this phone, this piece of junk phone, and they just said, whoever comes in, if they seem like they're in a quandary, they don't know what to do, just throw them this phone. Just give it to them.
If you weren't the one, like, you are the only person I know with that phone. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't know that phone exists.
The Tiles
phone. Me neither.
Yeah.
Even kids, even like toddlers have better phones than you have.
I know that's true. But now here's my problem is it's taken me 4 years to learn how to do this, or most of it anyway. I can't learn a new system.
iPhone, you don't even have to learn it. It's just so easy.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, I have older relatives that got an iPhone because it's simple.
Yeah.
I mean, you pay more for it. I'll give you that.
I don't want to pay. I already feel like I'm getting ripped off on this every day. The only thing I use it for, really, is to look up sports scores.
It'll be easier on an iPhone.
And occasionally, yeah.
And I showed you can ask directly about players, and Siri will tell you exactly how they did.
Mine doesn't do that.
Yeah,
right,
Siri
because
is.
You don't have an iPhone.
Mine will go.
You have Cortana.
Mine will go, Tony Rizzo, who is that? And I go, come on, he's the Cubs' first baseman.
Now's the time.
I'm ever going to make the switch, it would be now, right?
And I swear to God, a month from now, Kevin, he will go, I can't believe I've lived without an iPhone.
They're great.
You think so?
I see it. When I just got a new phone, too, not too long ago, and I was considering going for the Google Pixel, but then I thought, like, I've had this phone for, the iPhone for...
Since its inception, pretty much.
No, I've only had it for, like, 5 or 6 years or so, but I've never
changed your life, didn't it?
I mean, I was thinking about switching, but then I was like, I've never had an issue, so what's the point of switching?
But I don't want to be a slave. I walk around, and I just see everybody's doing everything on their phone, and I don't want to
be
a zombie.
But you can get an eBay app, and on the train, you can look at things and buy things.
That has the.
Oh, he has one app. Remember, Kevin? He said he doesn't have any apps downloaded.
It's not an app. It just came with the phone. There were eight. Like when I go to my main screen, there's eight functions ready for me. Because they said to me, "What do you like to do?" And I go, "Sleep." And they go, "Well, we can't make you sleep, but we can give you eBay." So I go, "Yeah, put that on there." And there's a camera, but I only use it like once a year at Christmas.
Because it's so hard. Kevin is kind of gadgety, so am I.
Yeah.
And when you have questions, we look at that blankly like, I don't have any idea how to use that.
Reese is so good with her phone. Like, honestly, you could say, I need to do a 3D impression of the Sears Tower. And she'll go, oh, here, it's done. And she'll hand it to me. She looks at my phone and she'll go, who made this?
See, we've all told you, your friends, your family.
I know.
And now that's God's way of saying, get an iPhone.
I know. Maybe I will.
Oh, our little Billy.
How much more could it possibly cost?
A lot.
It's not even an issue of money. It's an issue of I don't want to fall prey to what I see everybody else doing, which is just living on their phone.
If you don't want to, you won't.
Yeah.
If you want to, you can. I'm telling you, if I took the train in every day, I would be lost without an iPhone. You can do anything. This is where I get all my news.
Yeah. When I went in a couple of weeks ago, I told you, like, there were contacts on there that I wanted to get rid of because the people, this sounds awful, but it's true. Some of them moved away. Some of them have died. So I don't need, like, when I'm going through numbers, I'm like, oh, I haven't talked to him. Oh, because he died. I don't want to do that anymore. So I went in and I said, how do I get rid of these contacts? And I'm not kidding. It took me 2 hours, and the more I kept making it worse. Like, instead of getting rid of them, they just show up on my front page instead of, like, wow, I know a lot of dead people, but I never call them. So he said, he goes, boy, there's, like, updates on here from, like, 2 years ago that you've never, and I go, yeah, I don't know how to do that.
Bill, an iPhone will just say, would you like to update? You click yes, boom, bang, bing, done.
All right.
You got to do it.
Maybe
and I have
will.
Dead people in my contacts, too, because to be honest with you, I can't let go of them.
That's a difficult. Same thing on Facebook, and I'm not on there much anymore either. But when I am, every once in a while, I'll see a guy and I'll go, oh, yeah, Ray. Oh, he died.
But I can't.
Sad.
I can't. I have contacts in my phone right now. And I can't let go.
It's like the last thing have of them. I had for a while when my mom died on my answering machine, I had a message that my mom left. And my mom, you knew my mom, she would leave these long meandering messages, like she would just have a different train of thought every couple of seconds. So the answering machine message just went on and on and on. And there was one particular that I kept because it was vintage my mom. It just started out about one thing and it became another thing. And then she goes, you know, something about a coffee machine. And then it was, we might go to Brazil. And then it was something else. And I love that message. And then one day, I don't know what happened. It just got erased. And then I'm like, oh, now it's real. Now she's really gone.
I know. Gail has called us at 312-235-2525. Gail, I can't.
I don't have an iPhone. I don't have any phone.
Good for you.
I never did.
You're the best.
So obviously you're home right now.
Yeah, I only have a one of these line phones. What do you call them?
A landline.
A landline.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're ambidextrous.
I'm ambidextrous.
Well, I'm bihandual.
You are? Good for you. That's even better.
Yeah.
What does that mean, bihandual?
Do stuff with both hands.
Well, so can I.
Yeah, I can do the same thing he can. I just call it something else.
Yeah, bihandual is a different way of saying ambidextrous.
It's great ambidextrous humor here that you two are sharing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wendy.
So anyway,
jealous.
I don't have a phone. I don't have all these troubles. I don't have these bothers.
And it's great, isn't it?
It's freedom.
I'm thinking of not having it anymore, Gail. I am.
Freedom. It's like walking through a park.
Yep.
It's my life is free.
I love that idea.
All right, you don't have a cell phone. Do you have a bottle?
I use my shoe.
it was good enough for Maxwell Smart. It's good enough for Gail, Wendy.
Exactly.
And you really have no need for it. If not, then I agree with you. Don't pay the monthly charge.
Hey, who had a need for 10 years ago? And I usually, I have never had a need for it. In these past 10 years, I never sat there and go, oh, I wish I had a phone. And it's ridiculous to watch.
Do you drive? Wait, Gail, do you drive?
Oh, sure.
What if you get a flat tire? You can't call anyone.
Well, I have a nice car.
You could flag somebody down. Everyone has a phone. You
I'm not going to stop if somebody's trying to flag me down. There's crazy Gail. She's going to hurt me.
Gail wouldn't hurt anybody.
I am crazy Gail. That's beside the point. Maybe I'm not because I don't have a phone.
It does take pressure off you.
It's the pressure. I don't have to take any pills. I don't have to take any anxiety pills. I don't have to. I'm actually, when I go somewhere, I actually look at the people.
I love that.
I don't have to push my arm in the air and take photos. I have a memory.
You're my hero.
I knew you were going to say that.
Gail is my hero.
I knew you were going to say that.
You are the wind beneath my wings.
I am actually there. When I have my friend or my family, I actually hug them.
Yep.
Oh, I know you don't because you're weird.
He doesn't like to hug, yeah. But he is bilingual.
Yes, I am.
Oh, and when he said ambidextrous,
hammered.
Well, whatever you say,
yeah.
I say, is that the word?
Yeah, ambidextrous. Able to use both hands.
By bilingual.
Hey, Gail, you know what? We have to run and do some news, but we really...
Do what you have to do.
We love talking to you.
Oh, it's always a great time talking to you.
Thanks, Gail. Have a good weekend.
You too.
That's Gail, Wendy. She doesn't have a cell phone.
She does have a liquor cabinet.
Judy Pilak in
a
minute.
Is it a choice?
Yes.
Because I'll take the liquor,
you can
too.
Have both.
Gail, do you have a liquor cabinet? Gail, do you have a liquor cabinet?
No, I don't drink. I just walk around.
That's it, no. Wendy. She's high on
now
life.
Now you're my hero.
Come on.
No. Bye.
All right, thank you, Gail.
How did you still have access to her? Did she hang up?
I'm ambifingural.
Wow. All right, good for you. We'll take a quick break, and then Judy Pilak joins us. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Bill dropped his phone cracked the screen on it.
Look at this, Jude. Is that bad? That's bad, right?
Are
when
you
that
sure
happens?
That's not one of those screen protectors that looks like you dropped your phone?
Oh, do they make those? That's brilliant. I didn't know they did that.
It looks like one of those, yeah.
That's very wily.
Does it still work?
Well, he gets little slivers of glass in his finger every time.
Every time I move my finger or thumb over it, I get,
So show her your solution to that.
What's my solution?
Oh, I thought.
The bag? I keep it in this bag, and then I just, when I start it up,
okay,
I...
at some point, the dorkness has to stop.
Well, later today, I think.
But you
Why
were telling
you
us...
use a pencil eraser? That might help.
Oh, that would be good, too. I'll start using that. All right. So long, jewel bag.
You are going to need a new phone.
Yeah, I know.
Is that an iPhone?
Although he says he doesn't want a phone, and that's
I
why...
I may be done with cell phones. I'm tired of them.
You know what? I'm kind of with you.
Who was your hero that called moments
Gail
ago?
Gail just called, yes. And she doesn't have a phone.
Well, Kathy thinks it's a good idea to have a phone. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I love you guys.
Thank
Hi, everybody.
You, Kathy. We love you, too.
Hi there. Hey, what do you think?
Last week, I broke down at 75th and Lamont Road in front of the TJ Maxx where I was going in to buy stuff.
Yeah.
And
it's the best place to break down, I got to tell you.
And I was asking people to help me, and this woman and man ran from me.
Why?
And then nobody else would make eye contact with me. It was awful.
Why? I don't understand why.
I know why, because people assume everyone has a phone. So when you see someone broken down, I honestly still call 911 and say there's a stall in the roadway.
Yeah.
And but some people won't do that because they go, everybody's got a phone. They've already called.
Really?
I'm sure that's it. So if you're trying to get help, they think you have a phone. They're scared of you.
It was crazy. It was
Were you
crazy
just asking them to use their phone?
No, I said, can you jump me? And the lady's like, no, thank you. And she got in her car and slammed the door. And then the couple like scooted. They got like a boost and went through the parking lot.
They thought you were going to jump them.
Yeah, I don't think that's about a phone.
I don't know.
Yeah, no one's going to take the time to jump you.
Yeah, people don't do that anymore.
No one helps anymore.
They think you're trying to rip them off somehow.
And sometimes people do that.
That's a very popular.
Are you an imposing looking person, Kathy?
Not at all.
No? I don't understand.
Bill would help you.
I would help you in a minute.
Yeah. Well, nobody would.
But don't call me. Send me a letter.
So that's good to have a phone then.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank God.
All right.
Thanks for my time.
Thank you so much. Have a good week, Kathy. Oh, all right. Maybe I need one then. I guess there's emergency situations where it would come in handy, but on a day-to-day basis, the cell phone is nothing but a
bother. Well, just get
a
phone then. Don't get a smartphone.
Yeah.
That might be
I don't know if you can't. The one I had before this, I liked because all it did was you just made calls on it. Didn't take pictures. Yeah.
I've got a pink one at home you can have.
All right. Take that one.
I love that phone. It was a Motorola.
I had the StarTech. It was like a flip phone. It was really cool. We found them. We were cleaning out an old buffet, and for some reason, that's where I stash old phones because I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
You can't give them to shelters and such, but these were so old, I don't even know if you could get service with them anymore.
I'm going to walk around with a princess phone.
Why can't you just get a phone? I think you can.
They would, like, a couple of years ago when I wanted another one, they laughed at me. They go, we haven't had these.
Well, they don't have them, but you can get them, and like then you take them in.
A refurbished
in.
One?
Yeah, I'm
or like a pay-for-use phones. Like, sometimes for really older people who just, for an emergency situation, it's like you can go to Walmart or Target, and it's like, you pay.
Track phones or something you're called?
Yeah, you prepay for.
Oh, I've seen those.
Yeah, you can't
I know what those
get,
are.
You know, texting and all that anyway unless you pay for it. So if you don't pay for it, you won't have it.
Yeah, but his family has it, and they're on a family plan.
I still think you can just get the phone.
Do you feel like you have two moms right now? Because
now I do. Yeah,
he's looking back and forth between Judy and I making your decisions for you.
But I'm not kidding. Let's bring our phones in. You've got phones. I've got phones. We'll bring them in. You can pick one out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And decide which one you want, and then see if you can go to Verizon, wherever, AT&T, and say I just want
match this.
But some of them don't have like 4G capabilities, so some of them are not usable now.
I don't use all 4Gs.
Why do you need 4? Why
need
can't
you
just have a phone?
Because you need to connect to a system, and I think they're all like 3G and 4G. Some of these older phones, I don't know if you can get service on.
It's an interesting question. You might be right.
You really want to use an old phone? Go get an iPhone and zip it.
When they see me coming now at the AT&T store, they put
they
up a closed
door.
I see that there's an alarm that goes off.
Code Adam.
We're closed. Wait, it's 2:30 in the afternoon. Yeah, that's
code
when we close
code
at 2:29. You just missed us.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't come back.
Have there been any drastic injuries or deaths due to Hurricane Harvey?
Not yet.
Okay.
But it's now a hurricane, officially.
I can't stop thinking of something when I heard, I got a Weather Channel alert on my phone about Hurricane Harvey, and it's just, it makes me giggle. I can't, Hurricane Harvey is so funny. And it makes me think of something I would like to pay for you. Uh-oh. I didn't do that. Hurricane Harvey, here's an update. Hang on one second. I can't use this very well. This is what it reminds me of. The Hurricane Hippo Holler.
Is that from Breezley and Sneezley?
No, it's Peter Potamus.
Oh, Peter Potamus. Right. They had the Hippo Hurricane Holler.
How dare you? I
you
think
mix
of
up my Hanna-Barbera characters.
Hurricane Harvey, and I think of the Hurricane Hippo Holler. Harvey is not a very scary name for a hurricane.
Well, Tom Dreesen is now in charge of naming weather fronts. So this was his first attempt. So I give him credit. I think he did a nice job.
Well, I don't think they can. They have to name them. There's a lot of year.
I know, but Harvey is not. I mean, and they go, they don't
they
use the
women's
name.
Names forever.
So maybe they're on H-A-R now or whatever. Probably H-A. I don't think
Hamilton. Why didn't they Hurricane Hamilton?
Bad for business.
Maybe they've already had one.
The Broadway production would sue them.
Hurricane Harold.
That's better. That's a hurricane that wears glasses.
And a pocket protector.
Yeah. I don't know why.
All right. Well, just curious. I can't stop thinking about the Hurricane Hippo Holler.
It is headed for Texas, though. So we.
So that's okay?
No, we probably don't want to make fun of it too much.
No,
I'm not making fun of it. I just, that name is, doesn't
so
sound
funny.
Scary
Harvey
to me.
Harvey is so normal to me.
Yeah. Well.
They should have more imposing names, I think, is what Wendy's trying to say. A hurricane should have a name that when you hear...
Hurricane Hercules.
You go, oh, no, that's going to destroy things. But when you hear Harvey, you go,
Harvey, you think he's just going to jot on in and...
He's going to, like...
Make people laugh.
Right.
Bink me with his finger or something.
Excuse
just
me,
on the side of the head.
Excuse me, trying to get through.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of. Thank you for putting it into words.
Yeah.
Harvey doesn't sound menacing.
It doesn't sound menacing.
Let me share this with you. I think this is a good business thing that they did over at Tesla. And Tesla
You're
amazes me.
You're in love with Elon Musk.
If I had a lot of money, I would get myself a Tesla.
My friend
immediately.
Has a Tesla.
Does he or she love it?
Yes.
They're great, right?
I have no desire. And we all love it. We all love saying, we know someone who has a Tesla.
They're very expensive, but they do quality work. Well, how about this for a business model? Somebody drove a Tesla and then tweeted this to Tesla. Can you guys program your car once in park to move back the seat and raise the steering wheel? The steering wheel is hard to adjust. Because you know how when you get out of a car, it's a difficult procedure. So they just sent this little tweet saying, hey, think about this, you guys over at Tesla. It'd be better for me if the steering wheel went up in the head.
I think that's kind of a good idea.
24 minutes later, Elon Musk,
who is
the CEO of Tesla, sent this note. We will add that to all cars in one of the upcoming software releases. So, like,
you know
usually,
what that's called?
Good business sense.
Good service.
It really is.
Right? Because it's a great idea.
It really is. So he, the president of Tesla, sees this, and he doesn't have to channel this or anybody. He just goes, oh, yeah, we should have thought of this already. This would make for a better car.
He deserves all the billions he makes.
Oh, that's so smart.
Right?
Let me tell you something. This is weird, but a couple of years ago, and I can't say the name of the store. I'll explain why when I get to that part of the story. One of my daughter's friends was trying on clothes in a department store, and she tweeted, I'll never go to that store again because their dressing rooms are so dark, I couldn't tell whether the clothes looked good on me or not. And then about an hour and a half later, the guy in charge of this chain of department stores, said, I'm so sorry. I know that's been a problem in some of our stores. I will fix this right away. And they did. Within a week, she went back to the store, and the dressing rooms had plenty of light again. And I heard the story. My daughter's told me the story, and I go, I got to talk to this guy on the air. It's when I was doing the night show. He didn't want to come on. He goes, no. He goes, I don't want to draw attention to it because this is the kind of thing a good business should do. If you're making a mistake and somebody points it out to you, you should fix it. No questions asked.
Now, Wendy, do you prefer the darker room like me?
No, I have to see how it looks.
Why do you want a darker room?
Because you look better.
Oh. I always look good.
Well, this just happened to me with McDonald's. Kevin was there when the McDonald's people called me. I went to get a 20-piece McNugget. They forgot the sweet and sour sauce. And poor Jim had to go back and pick it up. It was for one of my sons. And quite honestly, nuggets are better with the dip and sauce. Come on. And so I just tweeted, come on, McDonald's, why do you forget the sauce with your nuggets? Seriously, why? I can't remember how long afterwards, but they tweeted back going, sorry to hear this. Please fill out this survey and tell us more. So I filled out the survey and said, you know, we go here probably too frequently, but it seems like every other time they forget the sweet and sour sauce. So a day later, I was at work in our office, and McDonald's called and said, would it be okay if we sent you some coupons? And I said, well, you didn't have to call, of course. I'm not making that big of a deal about it. But, yeah, so they're just trying to fix it.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
Now I'm saying you get a 20-piece – or you get a 10-piece McNugget. They give you two sauces. But you get a 20-piece McNugget. They only give you three.
Oh, that's not right.
It isn't.
No, absolutely not.
I might have started that craze.
You texted and they responded to your text?
No. I'm sorry. I tweeted. I just tweeted McDonald's.
Oh, tweeted.
What's the deal? You know, can I ask you a question?
Even better. So they're
on top of it,
and they're looking for anyone who mentions McDonald's. And yeah, that's awesome.
Yes, and
but look at the way
an awesome use of the internet.
And they're coming back and helping people.
So forever, if you had a problem with a particular business, you could write to them or you could call them and say, "Hey, here's a situation I had." And honestly, they go,
"Thank you, goodbye."
It's one customer.
Right.
We'll try our best to fix it, but if not, but now that they realize that it could be seen by hundreds or thousands of people, they go, well, we better act on this and fix this so it worked in your benefit. Right?
And I'm going to go to McDonald's anyway. I'm not going to stop going because they forgot the sauce, but damn it, some of these people should, you order it at the window, put it in the bag.
Right.
It's the most irritating thing.
I know.
I always, always call. And I would say, I don't know that this has never not happened. They always give me another meal or because, you know, they'll forget the fries,
right.
The Coke, whatever. And I always call and I'll always get a free meal.
I check the bag now before I pull away.
I know.
That's what I do.
It's so funny you say that because I just had this discussion with Terry. I've been doing the thing for the last couple of months because we order in. I go pick up the food and bring it home. So I always, when I'm still in the restaurant, I go through each of the individual containers to make sure everything's in there.
Oh, you open the containers?
Yeah, to make sure it's right.
That's a pain.
It's a pain, but I can't tell you how many times it saved me a return trip
because
or going home with the wrong food.
You have a special order, probably.
It's not that I have a special order, but orders at various restaurants have been mixed up so many times.
Oh, I see.
That, you know, they'll leave something out or they'll give us the wrong thing. So I go, instead of going all the way home and opening it up and going, oh, they forgot this or they put the wrong thing in there, I just do it there. And they're always upset with me that, oh, you don't trust us. I get that all the time. And I go, it's not that I don't trust you. I want the order to be right.
It's just that you've made several mistakes.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, right?
Right.
And you would know because you do that a lot. Like, I don't pick up a lot.
I always do it now.
I would never even think to do that.
There's a Greek place by us that we get gyros from, and I always get, like, an extra couple pieces of pita bread, and sometimes I'll get rice instead of, you know, just little things.
Right.
But it won't be right. So now I always check it there, and they're like, hey, we only messed it up one time or two times. I go, I'm not keeping track.
That's one time too many.
Yeah,
or two times.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, they should mess up once a year. I mean,
right.
That's what they do.
Right.
You take orders, you make the food, and you give it to the people.
It should be easy.
Yes.
It should be easy. Yeah.
You know, my favorite story is I went to glasses one time. I picked up a pair of glasses.
They weren't yours?
I couldn't see a thing. These were trifocals.
No.
I was like, no, I can't. And the trifocals, it was difficult.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. They're like, you've got to get used to them. Literally, I walked out of the store, and I won't mention the store, but I couldn't even go down the curb, you know? And then I was trying to drive.
So I
went back. They're like, you've got to get used to them. I tried. A week later, I come back and go, I cannot see out of these glasses. They take them in back. They come back out, and they go, oh, my God, we're so sorry. We put them in backwards.
Were they eclipse glasses, Jude, or were they regular glasses?
They were supposed to be seeing glasses.
Oh, yeah, and you
couldn't see. I looked at the person, and I said, let me just ask you something. All you make here are glasses, right? I mean, it's an eyeglass place. I didn't go to a big box store and get my glasses, or Sears. I went to an eyeglass store.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
unacceptable.
I was furious.
Because they can read your prescription right away. So in the future, if anybody walks out and their glasses aren't right, go in and say, could you read this prescription?
Because
they would have then figured out.
They put the lens in backwards.
Okay.
Who, really?
That's terrible.
And now when I walked in and was really, I wasn't like, wow, these are kind of, I was like, I cannot see a thing.
And it kills me that you were wearing them for a week trying to get used to them. It was like Mr. Magoo driving down the Eisenhower.
I swear.
It's just,
get
out of my way.
Roadhog. All right, let me ask your opinion on this one. Yesterday, as Terry's bringing Kylie to New York, they left yesterday morning. The cab that they had ordered the night before shows up 45 minutes late, and they just barely get their plane, right? So all the whole time they're waiting, they keep calling, and the guy goes, he's just a couple minutes away, it's heavy volume, we're very sorry. So I said to Terry on the phone, I go, do not pay for this cab. I said, and let them know that if you guys miss your flight and it's going to cost you, they're also responsible for that. So she goes, Bill, I can't not pay for a cab ride. I go, absolutely. When you get to the airport, just say, thanks for all the problems. This one's on you. She wouldn't do that. But now we're trying to figure out what our next best move is. I said, you got to call the company and say, hey, this is inexcusable. You can't just show up 45 minutes late for an air. We almost missed our flight. And she goes, no, let's just write it off. I mean, got there. But you got to make your next move, right?
Because you still got the service. Granted, it was late, but they still got a ride.
They still got the ride, but isn't it their job, if you agree to a time and they violate that?
I would have, 45 minutes late, after 10 minutes late, I would have canceled and called another cab company.
And you know what they should have done is not, maybe charged her maybe something, although I think they shouldn't have charged her at all.
They shouldn't have.
Sorry, this is on us. They
but
should have said
the fact that they didn't, I feel it was, she had to pay, but she should definitely call the company and explain it, and I'll bet you get a couple free cab rides out of it.
Well, she was on the phone with them several times, including, like, when I left the house, I could hear the guy, he goes, he's in heavy volume. He kept saying heavy volume. You got to understand heavy volume in the morning, which
well,
we
then allowed
don't
for that.
Ride. Yeah, you
so
scheduled
he said,
it.
He goes, I just talked to the guy. He's 2 to 4 minutes away. Then when I got to work, 25 minutes later, that's when they arrived. You know, that's a long time.
That's unacceptable.
Yeah, so it was a total of, I said 45, it was 44 minutes. They were exactly 44 minutes late. That's awful business sense.
Yeah.
It is, but, you know, if they miss their flight, they can't charge the cab company for that.
I think they can.
I don't.
You
it's
don't think
like,
so?
No. That's, no.
Because they had the option of taking other cabs, but, you know, my wife goes, we called them. We were waiting for them. I didn't want the guy to come all the way out to the house and then not have a fare to pick up. But I go, you can't think about them at that point. You're going to miss a flight.
And this is where you should probably get on the internet and maybe...
I would call them
first. Yeah, call them.
I would
and then
call
do a
them
review.
First.
Even, I mean, no, they didn't make good. They had the opportunity to make good and they didn't. So I think you're perfectly okay to go on the... Go do a review, and then, but you could call first. That'd
now,
be nice of you.
The same cab company, two of us went to Denver. We went skiing a couple years ago, a year and a half ago. And on the way there, that cab driver, same company, was texting all through the cab ride. And I said to him early on, I go, could you not text while you're driving? He goes, I do it all the time. It's under control. I go, I'm sure you do, and good for you, but I don't want to be the one time. Don't worry about it. I got it under control. Like that.
How steaming were you getting in the back seat?
Furious. Yeah. Furious. You can't do that.
I would have almost said pull over and call another driver to
Why
pick us up.
Why are you still taking cabs from that company?
Yeah, really.
I was ready to give up on them. We've had,
let's wait until someone dies.
We've
had
three bad incidents with the same company. One time, a guy was teaching his brother how to drive.
Oh, for God's sake! Because
his brother just came over from another planet. I was in another country. Might have been another planet. And he said, do you mind if we're teaching my brother how to drive? I go, yeah, could you not do that while we're in the car?
This isn't a teaching hospital where, you want somebody to learn how.
Are you sure this is a cab company, or is this just some guy who says he's a cab company?
Pete's Cab Service. Just some guy named Pete.
Yeah, and my car is...
Why do you keep calling that company?
I was done with them. This one was strictly on my wife. You know, I had nothing to do with it. I said to her, I go, we've given them enough chances. And she goes, they're so close by, and they're so easy, and they've got this fixed rate to the airport that's...
But they're late.
So close by, they can't even get there in 45 minutes.
Heavy volume, Jude. Heavy volume.
I would have liked to see you call the company in, though, and say, you know, my wife and daughter missed their flight. We'd like... There's no way they're going to give you...
But you should call and see what they do.
That's what I think. My wife says, we got to let it go, but I don't think you let it go.
No, that's a big one.
You let it go, and then she's going to call him again in a month.
Right. I know.
She's got to let it go.
She taught them a lesson. We didn't use you for a whole month. Did you go anywhere? We did not. That's beside the point. Judy, thanks for hanging out. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll close things out. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. On tomorrow's show, a bona fide superhero, the Hulk. The Hulk will be on with us.
Lou Ferrigno. I can't wait. You know what? I've watched him for years.
Played
as the Hulk. He was on King of Queens. Really funny on that show.
He played the Hulk on King of Queens.
He kind of did.
Yeah. And in Shakespeare plays, he plays the Hulk.
One trick pony, are you saying?
No. I'm saying nothing but good things about Lou Ferrigno. He's the Hulk.
That's why you're saying good things.
He'll bend me like a straw. All right, that's it for today's show. Tune in tomorrow. The Hulk will be here. Ah!
Don't get angry.
I won't. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.